Our scripture lesson is found in the Gospel according to John, the 12th chapter, beginning at verse 20. Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor." The Gospel of the Lord. I mentioned earlier that I had something else planned for the children's sermon, and part of it was in recognition that today we have the wonderful opportunity to ordain and install new leaders in our church. And so I want to speak just a little bit about that because I just think that is such a wonderful thing. And it had me reflecting a bit on what does it mean to be called. The prophet Isaiah speaks about being called intentionally and called by the Lord for the purpose of serving God. That of all people in the world, God should specifically zero in on just a few people in order to do an extraordinary thing is amazing. But to come to the realization that you and I are one of those called is amazing too. Did you ever stop to think that the reason you are here is because God has called you to serve? That it is not necessarily by accident or by your own choosing even. Jesus did say that we did not choose him, but he chose us and appointed us to go and bear much fruit that will last. The call of God is different for each person. There are many different types of callings that God places upon our lives. And all of them, though, God uses the gifts that we have. Gifts, our abilities, our talents, our passions. Sitting right here among us are people with the gift of hospitality, and the gift of compassion, the gift of prayer, the gift of music, the gift of administration, and so many other gifts. God uses all of those gifts and still others so that the church might thrive and that the love of God made known. A number of years ago, I was sitting, had an opportunity to go and speak at a church, and the theme for that day was on spiritual gifts, the gifts that we have. And I told them, I said, every church has all the gifts that they need to do the work that God has called them to do. The challenge, however, isn't that they don't have the gifts, because many times people will say, well, we feel called to do this or that or the other, but, oh, we just don't have the gifts that are present. The challenge isn't that the gifts are not there. Oftentimes, the challenge is that we're not using them. And as I talked about that, later on, when I left the church, about a week later, I happened to meet one of the members from that church, and they told me this wonderful story about a woman that had been sitting in the pews, had heard me say what I had said, and she then got up and joined the choir. Now, if you know any preacher, that is like bonus points all its own. The idea that whatever we say convicted and moved someone to actually respond is like, woo! But what made it even more amazing was that she not only got up and joined, but this was a woman who had been sitting in the pews for several years, and no one knew that she sung like a songbird. That she kept that gift to herself the whole time. And when she joined the church, it brought a certain life and vitality to the choir, and they were excited, and in their singing, they made the congregation excited, and it just flowed. And it was a blessing to everyone that was there. I believe it all started because this woman was willing to live into her calling. Today, in just a little while, we're going to recognize those who are called to lead. As I said before, there are many different callings. But we're going to recognize those who are called to lead our church. While there are many styles of leadership, in the church, the style that has been modeled for us by Jesus is that of a servant leader. As servant leaders, we are called to surrender ourselves to the will of God so that the work and the mission of the church might flourish. For we know that this is Christ's church. That we sometimes act as though, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. But in reality, this is really Jesus's. And we, you and I, have the privilege and the honor to be called to serve him and others and the communities to which we have been sent in his name. Jesus put it a wonderful way. He said that unless a kernel of wheat dies, then it will always be just one seed. Yes, it might have been a good seed, a tasty seed, a hearty seed, but it will still only be just one seed. However, if it falls to the ground and dies, it will give life to many seeds. When you and I are willing to surrender our all in order to live into the calling that Christ has placed upon our lives, out of that, many are blessed. The church is built up. Christ's name is glorified, and the world comes to know him even more. Jesus modeled the life of a servant leader for us. In him, we saw someone living for the purpose of doing the will of his Father. We saw one willing to give of himself in teaching and healing and in being present with others. He even did, and this was going to be my children's sermon, when he knelt down before his disciples and washed their feet. He said that he had come not to be served, but to serve. In his ministry, many experienced wholeness and hope, and through his death, forgiveness was extended not just to a small few, but extended to the whole world. And by his resurrection, eternal life is ours. My brothers and sisters, what an amazing gift we have been given in being called by the Lord. May we continually pray for each other and for ourselves, knowing that we cannot live into the calling that Christ has put upon our lives out of our own strength, out of our own will, or even our own desires. We need God. We need God to lead and guide and help and sustain us. We need God to give us wisdom and courage and boldness so that the Lord is blessed, his name is proclaimed, and lives are transformed by our work and our witness together in this world that God so loves. Amen? Amen. Let us pray together. Holy God, we thank you for the word and pray that you will continue to speak to us. May we trust you with our lives and follow your will for us daily. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.